And the winner of this year's Silver Shill is again Kirby Garland of Andre Lander and Associates. Welcome, Kirby.
Thank you.
2 years running. Wow.
Well, hype being such a part of this business, they're always upping the stakes. You know, you win 1 year, big deal. But as you say, 2 years running. Wow.
And this business is, of course, marketing. As the Marketing and Advertising Overachiever of the Year, you were declared Silver Shill. But the award itself, the coveted statuette, is called...
The Whammy.
Thus your double whammy.
Right.
Can I see it?
It's real silver.
Wow, the whammy. Well, I should describe it. Phallic, certainly.
Oh, of course. That's always a good starting point in advertising.
And there's a scantily clad woman on top driving a great huge truck, and she's throwing money out the window.
It's a beautiful trophy.
Now, what could you possibly have done to deserve a 2 years running?
Well, this year, the innovation which really put a lock on it was the talking bubble.
Oh, yes, I read a press release about that. Talking soda pop bubbles. And I'm finding it hard to believe. Well, they cloned sheep and those news anchors, too, so I guess...
I brought some in, so you can vouch for me.
Oh, so it's in production?
No, this is a prototype.
Kirby has what looks to be a normal can of soda pop, Furlong's Lime Wizard. Coincidentally, one of my faves.
I know.
Get out, really?
Well, I made an informed guess, given your demographic fingerprint.
That would tell you that I prefer Lime Wizard to, say, Orange Shally or Nabacola?
Yeah, Lime Wizard is a nostalgia drink. Mm. Its market is primarily older folks.
With... Older? Just a second, Kirby. I'm 50. It is older, isn't it?
Oh, and happy birthday, by the way. I heard the party on the show last week. I wish I could have been here.
Yeah, sure. I believe we were discussing the geezer market for Lime Wizard.
Yes, its market, as I said, is primarily older folks with a nostalgia for the past, or...
Or
those with what we call standing temporal inertia. People stuck in the past.
Oh, come on, it's a good drink. I drink it because I like the taste. Now... Talking bubbles, as if...
They talk.
Yeah.
They're not going to recite Shakespeare yet, but our confectionery engineers have designed bubbles that deliver short, simple messages.
Now, this is that subliminal stuff where there's like a couple going at it hidden in every ice cube.
No. The messages are liminal, I guess. You hear them. You hear them if you listen really closely, but they won't disturb you. They don't intrude.
These messages are transmitted by the effervescence?
As the bubbles pop, they emit sounds of various frequencies, depending on their size. The larger bubbles emit lower frequencies.
Mm, smaller, higher frequencies.
Right.
I get that. Okay, the Lime Wizard's getting warm here, Kirby.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry.
Oh, wait now. That's Diet Lime Wizard.
Yes.
Did you bring any cheesies or anything?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, this is a job after all. I can't hear a thing.
You've got to put it in your mouth, Paul.
Hmm? Oh. No, boy, I'm getting nothing. Nothing. Not getting a buzz at all. You trying to rip me off, Kirby? Because if you were... Sorry. Old habits, you know? No, nothing. Lingering metallic aftertaste of aspartame, but that's about it.
Give it a second. It occurs at the boundary of perception.
My boundaries of perception have taken quite a beating over the years, so... No chips or pretzels or anything.
Sorry. Anything now?
No. Jeez. Well, you know who makes the best cheesies? Oh, wait now,
mm-hmm.
wait!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just a second. I got something that done. Let's see. Fa, fa, fa. It's very strange. Fa, fa, and then the... Ty, or T-T, or hee-hee. Fatty.
Yes, fatty.
Fatty?
It's a reinforcement for the consumer of the diet product. We have a youth-oriented product that says, buy more, mum, buy me more, and soon we're going to have a beer...
You won't believe what it just said to me.
Here, let me have a sip. Oh, yeah, that's a bit rude, isn't it?
Yeah, a little risque. A few bugs left to work out, I'd say.
Probably the team that developed it, the young guys, just having a little fun.
Young people, hey, they disgust me. Kirby Garland of Andre Lander, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thanks for dropping by with your little bubble act.